All right, you think you're ready for your show?
Yep.
Well, we've got a brand new kind of game for you guys. I hope you like it. We're not going to say too much about it just yet. Kind of wait for it, you know, to come up.
Wait for it.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hey, I'm Vaughn Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
And what is this show called?
Even I Have a Podcast.
Oh, you think, huh? So today we are enjoying... We've got butter cookies. Let me take a nice little snap of that, and you can drink some hot chocolate. We've got hot chocolate also.
It's cold outside in Kansas. It's going to get colder. This is actually supposed to be a heat wave today in the 42. It's 42. Tomorrow it's going to go down to zero, and the zeros are under.
So as they say, negative.
Minus negatives.
Minus temperatures.
Yes.
Below zero.
You know, how low can you go?
You know, there's a ninja from a famous ninja from a fighting video game whose name has something to do with the temperature being cold. Do you know what it is?
Isis? I don't know.
No. Sub-Zero.
Oh.
There was a character named Sub-Zero in the movie Running Man, and Arnold kills him. You remember what he said?
No.
He's just Sub-Zero. Now, plain zero. Which I never really understood. How
wish
that's
you guys
supposed to
could
be funny.
See that impersonation.
My Arnold's not bad. It's okay-ish, I would say. But how are you doing this week? That good,
got
huh?
Got me drinking my hot chocolate. Whoops.
Yeah. Don't spill it all over yourself.
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Well, I think that we should kind of get into the news a little bit. I think we got a lot of show for everybody. So why don't we just go ahead and, you know, hop right in. First up, we've got some serious issues with the Golden Globes. I told you the night before while we were eating cheeseburgers that you made with pepper jack cheese on top that Joe Coy could not do this.
Well, I feel sorry for any comedian trying to do it.
I told you ahead of time.
As Whoopi Goldberg said, stand-up comedians are our national treasures.
Look, I don't put a lot of credit into everything Whoopi says on The View.
Well, I do. I like Whoopi.
But she has some experience in this particular field, having hosted the Oscars.
Yeah.
So I think that her weighing in, I kind of want to listen to that. And she makes a pretty good point. We got the comedians are the national treasures. Like myself, right?
Yes.
So you want me to put down my resume now too?
National treasure. According to Whoopi Goldberg.
So I could have that at the top of the resume. But we have to, like, protect the comedians in some way, play along with the jokes. I heard somebody recently say if you're at a roast or one of these jokes and you don't like the joke, laugh. You really hate it, laugh even harder.
That's right. You know, because
he told a little joke about, hey, unlike the NFL, we're going to have less cutaways to Taylor Swift. He bungled it a little bit. He wanted to say cutaways, but he said camera shots or something like that, okay?
It was cute.
And Taylor Swift looked annoyed.
But, you know, I wonder if she really was annoyed or if it was just...
I wonder if she has a sense of humor.
Got her at a bad time.
No, so she should have played along a little bit, made it a little easier for him. What's it matter to her, right?
Yeah, you know, make a...
Pretty much wrecked this guy's whole career, teaching everybody a lesson you don't want to host these shows, right?
I think he survived.
Oh, I don't know.
But it takes everybody I ever talked to, performers I've talked to, and I'm not a lot of them, but they've all said that doing stand-up is the hardest thing. You guys put yourself out there. It's hard.
Joe Coy has really one angle, and that is Filipinos. He's like half Filipino. He grifts the whole Filipino community. Has stand-up special of a bunch of shots from Philippines. It goes to Hawaii. Like, tries to go towards his audience. This is not his audience. How many jokes can he possibly crack about the lack of Filipinos nominated, right?
So, really? Were there any?
I don't even think that... also, throwing his writers under the bus, that's a bad look.
Yeah.
We just had a strike, And then we had a bunch of other people join in on strike in solidarity with the writers. And he's over there saying that the jokes that bombed are the writers and his are the ones that are, you're laughing at.
And you really shouldn't say shut up to your audience.
Oh, yeah. He's making enemies all over the place.
Yeah. I think he was really nervous.
Conversely, Jim Gaffigan did a decent job. He had, you know, easier thing. He's introducing. I think he introduced. I didn't see him. I don't watch this award stuff. But he introduced, like, the best stand-up category.
He did.
And he made a crack that all this time you guys have given awards to the pretty people and now you're giving them to the talented people.
That's right. Hey, by the way, who won that?
Ricky Gervais.
Did he?
Who was not there.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Maybe his thinking is if you don't pay me enough to host,
I think he would have been a good host. That's who I was thinking of being a good host.
That's who everybody wants, him or Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. Mm. Those are kind of like the approved hosts.
Yeah.
You just fogged up your glasses big time. Did that really bother you?
No.
You got one lens really fogged up. You went to get the eye doctor yesterday, right?
I did, and got my eyes dilated huge like saucers. That's what happens when you get old.
Well, that's what happens whenever they put the blinky blink stuff in there,
well,
right?
I got the major dose of blinky blink, so my eyes are good, thank goodness.
You think so? Do you have any news stories you want to share?
Not really.
Okay, so you said there wasn't anything good in the news.
Well,
so
I really, not a lot. Mostly, we've been watching the stock market in our family.
Because, well, there was some breaking news of sorts.
Yeah.
Possibly involving your husband.
No.
But though he has since said that maybe he wasn't there, and the guy he taught how to fill these door plugs is the one who signed off on it.
Possibly, yes.
But we think that it is ultimately going to be Boeing's fault for improperly installing.
That's our opinion.
My goodness, you got to play along a little better.
Okay, so what else are we going to talk about?
There was a Terminator Easter egg on your show, Reacher. Maybe this happened in the first episode. I just read this and I thought I'll mention it.
Terminator Easter egg, what's that?
Yeah, okay, so the villain on Reacher season 2, do you recognize him? Pointy ears?
Mm-mm.
He's the T-1000 from the Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah, we recognized him.
They said that this Reacher guy likes to check in at hotels with baseball player names.
Oh, he does?
And somebody else checked in with a fake name at a hotel, said Sarah Connor, and somebody asked him who Sarah Connor was.
Oh, how funny.
You didn't pick up on that?
I didn't catch it. Oh, but your father did.
Oh, he said something?
Yeah, he caught it.
There's also some AI involvements. Every week there's going to be some kind of AI crap. You know, and it's going to bother us.
Probably the rest of your life.
AI decided to vote, you know, or something like that, right?
I hope everybody votes.
Even the AI?
No.
Well, oh, so you're an AIist.
No.
You're an anti-AIite.
I only think humans should have a vote in the United States.
Well, what if somebody doesn't identify as human? What if you got like one of these kindergarten girls who identifies as a cat?
Then you don't get to vote.
Oh, you identify as a cat, you don't get to vote?
Yep.
Kind of makes sense to me. I'm not going to kid with you on that. If you identify as a cat, you lose your rights to vote.
Pets start voting.
George Carlin, long since dead, right?
Yes.
His daughter opposes an operation that is trying to, and it's, I'm not saying like operation like Frankenstein's monster sort of thing, but some group is trying to put together an AI performance to have him touring venues as in like a hologram.
And she doesn't want him to do that?
No, but these people are saying that they can do it because they're going to do an impression telling his jokes and that it's almost like public domain in a sense.
Well, he hasn't been dead long enough for it to be public domain. It has to be, what is it, 50 years?
I think it's 75 years.
Well,
come
on, people.
The point is that they're acting like they've signed off with somebody else, you know, whoever produced his stand-up special, that they can reenact it with the AI and people will come by, you know, like the ABBA experience with the holograms. And
everybody has to sign off on that stuff.
I don't think this is a good move. And also, it's like, hey, you're going to go watch him tell jokes you've heard before, or what are you going to do exactly?
I mean, why don't you watch a movie?
The guy that is evidently doing the voice here is Will Sasso. He's pretty good with impressions, although he looks nothing like George Carlin.
But they're going to use the photo, a picture of George Carlin, but he's going to tell the other, but not his voice, just his.
I think they're it's not going to be George Carlin's voice, but maybe AI will assist in it and blend the two, the impression and the voice. I don't know. But they claim they can do whatever they want, which it's starting to seem kind of like we're going to need some laws come in here quick.
The Supreme Court's going to be busy.
Well, maybe a little bit. I also have something I want to play for you. This is a song. So, a mid-major movie studio called A24, they've been... They make a lot of stuff that does pretty well around awards season time. They have a new project. They're going to have music videos, one for every song on the album Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads. Have you heard of them?
No.
Maybe you should lean closer to your mic.
No.
Have we talked about this?
I'm
you didn't
right
put
here.
Your pillow on your back
no,
like you said you were going
to.
Maybe you'll recognize this song. Here's the sort of teaser for this, okay?
Yes.
It's a very A24 looking video.
What's A24 mean?
I don't know what it means, but it's a movie studio. You recognize the song?
No.
So she gets a box and it has the lead singer of Talking Heads suit in it.
Now
so
I
that's just a teaser. They said coming soon. They posted
Watch
this yesterday morning. Everybody's like, where the heck is this?
Cool.
So there's no telling what kind of acts. They got like a different band playing each song, and they're going to have a music video for each song. It could be pretty interesting.
Kind of like the way they set it up. Like, kind of like it coming in the future or something like that.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
So this company, they acquired distribution rights for this movie from 1984, the concert movie. It's actually by the director of The Silence of the Lambs, but it's very different than that.
Oh, yeah,
I would
no
think.
Doubt.
But they have the distribution rights. They thought, why don't we also go and make music video cover album? So that's a cool thing, I kind of feel like. Now we got some bad news. Tons of coaches are getting fired and quitting their jobs.
They're retiring, and that's what you should do when you're 70.
So every one of them is, what, 72?
It's time to enjoy some life.
First up, we'll start with college. Nick Saban. You know where he coached?
Alabama.
And he...
Auburn.
He's not said to have been fired.
You okay? didn't know I knew that.
No, it's Alabama.
I said Alabama.
You also said Auburn.
Well, I thought they were the same.
I think Auburn's in Alabama.
Okay, sorry.
So there's all kinds of memes going from the Golden Globes. There's Jennifer Lawrence mouthing. Everybody's become a lip reader expert for one, but she's mouthing, if I don't win, I'm out of here. Something like that, okay?
Did she win?
No.
Uh-oh.
But the point is Nick Saban has retired, okay? And I think that they're going to miss him dearly over there. It's probably opened the door for Lane Kiffin, who nobody wants to be the coach, but somehow will finagle his way into being the coach.
OU's coming.
OU and Texas are joining the SEC.
Watch out.
This could be complicated for them, right?
Yeah.
But kind of makes things a little easier if you don't have this guy who always recruits a national power team and wins 7 championships and all this stuff, right?
Right.
Then in the NFL... Kind of shocking revelations here. It looks like we have a sort of transitional forced retirement for Pete Carroll. He was the guy you said, who is the coach that had the white hair, like the gray hair?
Well, and he's going to retire, right?
He's being moved. This is a move that they've started doing with some of these organizations. They did this with the Tampa Bay Bucks. They kind of want the guy out, so they move him up the ladder, upstairs. Now he's not going to be the head coach. He's going to be... an advisor.
Yep.
But
retire.
I guess it means he's on the payroll.
I know, but come on. Unfortunately, us humans only have a few good years left after you're 70.
Carroll is in really good shape. He
I
can
know.
Throw football and stuff. He can probably
enjoy life.
He could probably keep going if he wanted to, if he were so inclined. And he's more of a player's coach. Now, somebody that is not a player's rah-rah cheer you on, one of the guy's coaches is Bill Belichick. Now, kind of shocking news here that he is being let go, and they had a press conference this around noon, right?
Right.
And he has, you know, said all the good things about the organization. You know, we have a handshake over here, but I think he wanted to continue, and he wants to challenge Don Shula's career wins record. I think that is what he wants to do, but at the pace of which they're operating with the Patriots, he was nowhere close to being able to do that within the next couple of years. The smart money is that with the Tennessee Titans letting go of Mike Vrabel, the all-time greatest receiver in the history of the NFL, Mike Vrabel, I don't know if you're aware of this, white guy, did not play wide receiver or anybody that touches the ball. He had to check in to be told that he could catch the ball.
I know, I saw that.
Every play, every time the ball was thrown at him, he caught it for a touchdown. He has like 11 career touchdowns, okay?
That's awesome.
And not just every time the ball's been thrown, he's caught it for a touchdown. Every time he's been in the play, he has gotten a touchdown. You can't beat that.
Nope.
He was a Patriot. They won Super Bowls. I'm thinking that owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, is eyeing Mike Vrabel to be the next coach of the Patriots. And people are speculating that Belichick is not done with the NFL. He may go to San Diego, but they're now the Los Angeles Chargers, where they have an actual franchise quarterback, a young guy. This is the guy who prophesized that he would play professional football in Los Angeles when Los Angeles didn't even have a team at the time of which he wrote this when he was 10 years old.
That's so cool. I've heard this before. I think that's
But he
really
actually
neat.
Ended up being taller than he guessed, but he plays for the pro team in Los Angeles nonetheless.
That's awesome.
He's actually a good quarterback. If they got Belichick, I'm sure that they'd have to really pay him a lot of dough. Belichick, he's probably pulling in $10 million a year. I don't know if that counts against your salary cap or not.
I don't know.
But do you think Belichick should go for the record? He'd probably have to coach another two or three seasons.
I think I'm really enjoying retirement. I'm all for people retiring.
And really enjoying retirement?
Yes.
Even though I'm pretty sure I had that microphone closer to the edge of the table so that this wouldn't happen.
I'm right here.
Okay. Now.
Did you drink all your hot chocolate?
No, because every time I take a sip, you're trying to eat, like, not talk. Okay, I'm going to open up one of these Ferrero Rochers. This is another thing you got me for Christmas, of sorts.
Yeah.
I'm dead?
Yeah.